This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. We've had all sorts this week so far. We've had heat, we've had rain, but it's cooling down a bit for the weekend. Still going to be nice and sunny, so perfect conditions, really, you'd say, if you do want to go out fishing. I'm joined this morning by Leon from Boats and Bikes, Paul Perry. How are you this morning, Leon?
I'm very good, thank you, Jordan. I'm so looking forward to this weekend. How can you not get it right? You know, like we got over that hump day in the middle where it was all windy and all that sort of stuff, and then all of a sudden we've got a nice, cool weekend to get out and do the good things we love.
That's right, and one of the things obviously you love is getting out fishing. What can you expect to catch this weekend?
So around the Gulf this week has been fantastic. I think we're stuck in the time zone of actually having blue swimmer crab on the menu for this moment and garfish. The blue swimmer crabs that we've been finding are from Port Davis, Third Creek Patches, top end of Ward Spit, and also around Barrows Beach. There's nice sized crabs to have. Some of our travelling anglers have been going to Port Augusta, getting their nice sized crabs, but not as many as we have in previous years. Something to do with the weather, perhaps. But the gar fishing and all that sort of stuff, remember, if you want to fish the top and all that sort of stuff, don't be afraid to put a little bit of bread with tuna oil on it and all that sort of stuff. And also, don't forget the burley up to bring a nice slick in to bring the fish to the back of your boat. Should be good sort of practice going forward. At this stage, the yellowfin whiting have been a bit quiet, but there's a few on what we call the oval at Port Davis and also over Barrows Beach. You'll find yourself a good feed of those fellas. And then when you're looking to enhance that, some of that colder weather that we're actually going to see over this weekend, you might be interested to know that you might have a couple of King George whiting ahead of the game, and you might be able to get yourself some there, but you'll need to go deeper water for those. That's all we've got, and I'm looking forward to everybody having a good weekend fishing.
No worries. Well, Leon, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Perry on your Classic It's Breakfast. The good news is the Port Hughes Jetty is open and running once again, which means you got another location to go fishing this weekend. I'm joined this morning by Kevin from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. How are you this morning, Kev?
Yeah, very well. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. What's going on? What are we looking forward to fishing this weekend?
Rightio. Okay, Wallaroo Jetty has got some garfish in the morning along with some squid. Now, there's a few tommies of an evening down there as well. Now, the crabs are starting to improve in size as the warmer weather keeps coming, so it's good for the crabs to get a bit bigger in size. Out the boats, there's been some good squid from Point Riley, and there's been a good-sized school of salmon moving around in that area as well, and they've had some really good-sized fish in that sort of 1 to 2 kilo mark, so once you find them, it's always good fun. Now, there's still some kingfish hanging around the channel markers down at Wallaroo there too, so legal size ones, so my mate down there got a few the other day. Now, there's plenty of yellowfin still moving around on most beaches in the Wallaroo and Moona area at the moment. Now, down at Moona Bay Port Hughes jetties, of course, that's open now. Get down there and get into them. There's still some squid down there and a few kingfish as well, along with some... Tommy's there at night time, so yeah, get down there and give them a crack. Boaties, best reports there are coming from a Tipper Lighthouse, and there's some good garfish and squid out there at the moment. Whiting is still being caught south of the Cape, probably in the 20-metre depth of water. That's probably going to be your best chance of getting a whiting, so yeah. And that's about all we've got this week.
Well, no worries. Kevin, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Kev from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.